We are on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph 64A. We are second line, soon to be third line. Shlosha Devarim. We listed in the Mishnah three things that are done on the lower part of this Keren Maravis Dromis, or Dromis Maravis, depending on how we read it yesterday. This is the lower part of the southwest corner, and then we have three things that were done on the upper part of the southwest corner. So the Mishnah first addresses the lowers. Chatas Ha'of was one of them. I gave you there on the sheet the list for easy reference. So the Chatas Ha'of Hada Amran. That we already said, right? We saw it back in Samach Gimel from Mincha. Hagashos, Hagasha of the Mincha, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'gishah el ha-mizbeach. And really what that was the discussion we had about Lifnei Hashem and Pnei ha-mizbeach and all that. And then Shiarei Hadam, the remnants of the dam of Chatas Chitzo, the external carbon Chatas, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'es kol dam ha-par yishpoch el yisod ha-mizbeach. So Rashi explains, what is yisod the essence of yisod ha-mizbeach. Rashi is about, 15 lines, 20 lines down in the thin lines, because he spends the first part of his time on this page dealing with the last stuff. He says, el yisod ha-mizbeach, v'arminim be'ezum le'koman, it was back on Nun Gimel, Yolama yiridaso min ha-kevesh b'chatos ha-chitzo. The idea is that just like when you have chatas hapnim, you put the blood on the mizbeach at the part that's on the west, that's next to the inside. So to here, you do it also with the part of the mizbeach that's close to your descent from the mizbeach, the hadiyusodromi, which is the southern part. When you come down the kevesh, you are on the southern part of the mizbeach. And when you look at the southern wall, we are very, very familiar with this. The only part where the yisod is the southwest corner. So I know that the Chatas Ha'of is on the southwest corner. I know the Agashas HaMincha is the southwest corner. And I know that the remnants of the dam of the Chatas HaChitzon are also going on the southwest corner. Good. Milamala, we said, Nisuch HaMayim V'Hayayin, the Mayim on Sukkis, the Yayin in general for Nesachim, and the Olas Ha'ov, Kishi Rabba B'Mizrach, the Olas Ha'ov when there's too much in the Mizrach. It's funny that we reversed the order, right? In the Mishnah, it said Yayin first and then Mayim, which I would take as normal because there's a lot more Nisuch HaYayin than there is Nisuch HaMayim. The quote that's in the Gemara reverses it. I wouldn't read anything into it. It's just there. So the Gemara wants to know why it is, or how it is, I should say, that we know that the Olas Ha'of, the overflow Olas Ha'of, is supposed to be on the upper part of this southwest corner. My time, or why? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mipnei Shekrova Mibeis Hadeshen. Rabbi Yochanan says, because it's closest to the Beis Hadeshen. So where is the Beis Hadeshen? The Beis Hadeshen, we're going to find out in a moment, is on the eastern side of the ramp, 10 amos before the ramp ends. For reasons we'll get to. But that's where it's situated. And the Gemara now is going to talk about how incredible it is that the Kohanim are able to reach the Beis Hadeshen, because it isn't, as I might have thought, that you descend the Kevesh and then you put in the Beis Hadeshen. You're throwing it to the Beis Hadeshen from on the Mizbeach, which surely was very entertaining for the Pirchei Kahuna. What you're throwing is the innards of a bird. That's the mura and the notza. You're throwing the gizzard, and you're throwing the feathers, which shouldn't really be able to reach that far, as we're going to find out. But it's testament to the strength of the Kohanim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bo'ra'e, come and see, kama gadol kochan shal Kohanim." These are seriously strong Kohanim. She'en lecha kal ba'ofos yoser mimura v'notza. He says there's nothing lighter in a bird than the gizzard and the feathers. Pa'amim she'akohen is zorkan yoser mishloshim ama. And sometimes the Kohen has to throw more than 30 amos in order to get it to the Beis Hadeshen. When you're going with the southwest corner, and something that's light, as Rashi says, is very hard to throw long distance. Disnan, as the Mishnah says, Nata machta shal kesef v'al rosh ha-mizbeach upinas ha-gecholim eilech ve'eilech. He took the machta for cleaning off the ashes. He moves the gecholim, he moves the coals. V'chatam en milchalos ha-pnimios, and then he took from the internal ones, the ones that had already been digested, milchalos. Remember elsewhere in the Gemara, they play with an aleph, with an ayin, but it's the same idea. V'yored, and then he descends. He gil a ritzpah, he gets to the bottom, he gets to the ground. Machzir panav klapei tzafa, Hashbon. He then turns north. The Baholich Lemizracho Shalkevish, and walks along the east side of the ramp, Ke'eser Amos, like 10 Amos. So this is how I know that the Beis Hadeshen is 10 Amos short of the end of the Mizbeach. Because when you do Trumas Hadeshen, you descend the ramp, you turn to your left, the Kohen is turning to his left to go to the east part of the ramp, and he's moving 10 Amos back towards the Mizbeach, 10 in order to...
Going down the ramp face first, or could he possibly be going back that way?
Why would I need to... In other words, because you want him to turn right?
No, just because...
Because the Kavod of not to turn his back. Right, I was wondering about that when we learned about also Yordan al-Ha'akev. The way that was meant that way also. It didn't sound like it there, based on the description is about the way he's turning. It sounded like that, and frankly, it might be a little dangerous too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's right.
Right, that's true. He would already be clapping
Tzachor. The floor is also very steep, so it's difficult to go backwards.
Thanks. Good catch. Savar as a gecholam al gabe yaritzba rachok min akevesh shlosha tfachim. He piles up the coals on the floor. It's three tefach away from the ramp. Makom shenosin muravinotza v'dushin uzbeach ha'pnimi v'amenorah. It's the same spot where you would put the muravinotza that we've been talking about, as well as the stuff from the internal mizbeach, the ashes from the internal mizbeach, as well as whatever you clean out of the menorah when you're meitiv as haneros. End of quote. So the point is, you're throwing this really, really far. You're throwing more than 30 amos. To which the Gemara says, well, hanitfei mitlasin v'chad havi, and that's not more than 30 amos. That's more than 31 amos. Yeah, but Makom Gavri Lochashiv, we don't count the place where he's actually standing. So, it's 30 Amos is good enough. It's very interesting, in terms of the discussion that we had the other day, about whether the ramp is actually 30 Amos on the slope, or 30 Amos on the base. Right? We had concluded, it seemed that the Rambam and Rashi, it didn't seem, they said it explicitly, believed that the ramp is 30 Amos on the slope. In that case, the math here doesn't quite work. I don't think it's the end of the world, but take a look at the two pictures that I made for you. I'm improving in my graphic design here. It's Mizbeach with Kevesh, and if you look at it, you have the way that it goes. Rashi spells this out for you, Barichus. You have 22 Amos from where the Kohen is standing to the east side of the Mizbeach, if you were to go straight. Okay? In other words, the Kohen is standing there on the southwest corner, and as you head east, it's 22 Amos to reach the east side of the Kevesh. It's another 22 Amos to reach the point where the Kevesh joins the Mizbeach, and the point where the Beis Hadeshen actually is. That part of it is not to scale. It should have been closer. I should have made that closer to the Mizbeach in order to truly be to scale. But the point is, it's another 22 Amos. So if you look at the Gemara's map, the first of the pictures that you have there, 22 by 22, and you calculate out the hypotenuse, you get 31.1, which is exactly what the Gemara said. Right? It's a little more than 31 Amos for you to reach that spot if you include the place where he's standing. However, the Rambam and Rashi said that it's actually 32, not at the base, but 32 on the slope. In which case, if you go to the end of the ramp and then you go back 10 Amos... Right, you're actually going back to a point which is 20.71 Amos from the Mizbeach, because the ramp that's 32 in slope is 30.71 in terms of its length. So therefore, what you end up with is the distance from where the Kohen is standing on the southwest corner to the Beis Hadeshen is 30.21 Amos. You feel free to check the math.
Where is the Kohen standing?
Right, so this is very interesting. He's actually standing, it appears, on the Maarach. Like, he's standing at the highest point.
So he's standing with Ithan 9, Tochim above the ground.
Yeah.
So now you'd have to take your 30...
Amos above the ground.
Above the ground. You'd have to take your 9 Amos, and your 30...
Right.
And then take the hypotenuse of that triangle.
Right.
It'll be a little bit higher.
Well, I was wondering also if they didn't actually need to arc at all in order to clear the Kevesh and not to hit anybody.
The straight distance, and you're back
above
31.
Yeah. That could be.
Yeah, you have to arc.
Yeah, if you calculate that.
So another effect is how high the foundation is.
Right, that's how big is the pile there. And in order to be really precise, we need to know factors that we aren't aware of.
If you were 30.1 before you took that 9 into account, you'd be around 31.4, 31.5.
Yeah? Okay, excellent. So maybe that's it. They're taking into account the height of it. The Rashi doesn't sound like it. I mean, Rashi goes through at length and just does it as a two-dimensional math problem. But it could be he's just, you know, being nice to us. The Sfasemes asks a very simple question. He says, why don't you just weigh it with a stone? Makes it a lot easier to reach. The so his answer.
Not that far. 60 feet is not that far.
It's
or however you count feathers.
Right. No, it's feathers though. Rashi makes the point that this is very light material.
It's the origin of baseball.
Yeah, but a baseball's a lot heavier.
Right. You must do something to make it substance.
So that's the thing. The Sfasemes asked, why don't you just weigh it with a stone? He says you can't because the pasuk says vishlich osa. So he says maybe osa only this can be thrown.
You could wrap it up. Or
yeah. Yeah. The Shita Mikubetzes asks why this is 10 amos from the end. Why don't you just put it at the end of the ramp? So his answer is very interesting. He says, because the pasuk says, Vesamo, by the Trumas Hadeshen, right? Vesamo, Eitzel HaMizbeach, you shall place it by the Mizbeach. So he says that should be immediate. That's why it should be immediate. But he says, if you did it further out by the end of the ramp, the Kohanim couldn't possibly have reached it with their throw. He says it would have been entirely too far if you put it 10 amos further from the Mizbeach.
Rather than the strength of the throw, the accuracy of the throw would be the same.
That's a good point also. Okay. In any case, that's the throw that they're doing. Kol ha'olam l'mizbeach. We then said that everybody who goes up to the Mizbeach goes up the right side of the ramp. Right, except for the case of these avodos that are done on the southwest corner. So the Gemara asks, "My taima, why is it that the person who goes up has to go up to the right side and then go all the way around? I'm sorry, why is it he doesn't in this case? Why is he going straight to the corner?" So Amar Biyochanan Nisachim Shema Yisashnu VaOla Saov Shema Tamos BaAshan. I'm going to go in reverse order because the Nisachim are the more fascinating for us now. The Ola Saov, you don't want the bird dying before you get there. And there's a lot of smoke coming off of the ma'aracha. It could choke the bird. And the wine, Shema Yis Ashnu, it might get smoky. And Rashi says at the bottom of the page, four lines up on the bottom, beginning of the line, Kishayakif Es HaMa'aracha, it might get smoky when you circumnavigate the ma'aracha. With the smoke coming off of it, and we learned in Menachos that smoked wine is disqualified. So it's not just that, it doesn't taste as good, we actually we can't use it. So there are two practical solutions that are offered and rejected. The Sfasemes asks, why don't we just cover the kli? And he says, apparently you can't, but I don't know why. He says, I just assume you're not able to cover it. The Rashash says, why don't you just go around on the soviv and hold it below the ma'aracha? And that was how I figured that they're actually not on the soviv, because he said, why don't I do that? And he says, I don't know why we don't do that to solve the problem. But Yayin Ma'ushan is in general puzzle for Nesachim, and in general it's also considered to be the equivalent of Yayin Mavushal. So the Shari Tshuva in Siman Reish Beis in Aruch Chaim notes that that their poskim who say Yayin Mavushal gets a bracha of Shahakol. We don't hold that way, but some say it does, and therefore Yayin Ma'ushan would also have a bracha of Shahakol. And the other is that the Bir Alacha in Aruch Chaim Reish Ayin Beis says that Yayin Ma'ushan may be disqualified for Kiddush. Aside from a disqualification because it's no good for Menachos, it might also be disqualified because it's Hakriveu Nala Fechasecha. It's considered substandard. This wine that's been exposed to smoke just isn't as good as other wine, so therefore this smoked wine will be possible for that as well. Okay. So the Gemara asks, you're telling me that you can't go around the Mizbeach and then do your Nisuch on the southwest corner. There is a case where somebody would. And he solves the problem of the smoke, and that's the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol chooses to do the Avodah, this is what he does. V'ri Minhu. Here's my contradictory source. When the Kohen, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol specifically, comes to circumnavigate the Mizbeach, me'ayinu maschil, from what point does he begin? He goes up the ramp, he turns right, he goes to the southeast corner. Mizrachis Tzfonis, from there to the northeast. Tzfonis Maravis, northwest corner. Maravis Dromis, and then he gets to the southwest. The Nosnin Lo Yayin Lanasech, and then they give him a wine.
Carrying it or
someone else?
No,
someone else is doing the carrying. Someone else is actually not carrying it with him. They're handing it them from the floor.
Sounds like
or from the
they go, they went left, and he went all the way around.
That could be also. It could be. I mean, it's a long distance to reach up. I mean, this is not a. Yeah. You can't reach from the ground. Unless he's a really Kohen Gadol. There's no way for you to reach him. But maybe someone standing on the ground hands up someone on the soviv.
Corner from the edge of the ramp.
So what
if you said the south east corner?
Oh, no, it's too far. It's you're talking about a good eight amma distance. The 8 amma, 6 amma, depending on where you're standing in relation to the Karen. So no, they're handing it to him from the floor. So why couldn't you do that in general when you're doing your nisach? Why does it only work for this Kohen Gadol? So Rabbi Yochanan answers, Hakafa Beregel. The answer is, he's going around on foot because he comes up to do other avodos. If you take a look at Rashi... Without the wine, correct. If you take a look at the top Rashi on the Amud, Ve'ein ha'yayin biyado, he's going around on foot without the wine in his hands, Ola mitzvah ba'alma, just as, that's his mitzvah, Ibn Shakol ha'olim l'sha'ar devar, imponin l'yamanu makifin, because all the people who go up for other avodos are turning to their right and going around, Ve'zela haktir ola, and his primary purpose to go up is not nisuch. His primary purpose is haftara, putting things on the mizbeach. Lefichach makif uba lemakom shemenaskin shemenosin lo yayin lenasech. Therefore, he goes all the way around. He gets to the spot of nisuch hayayin, and then he does the nisuch hayayin. Aval shaar kohenim, but the other kohenim, Rashi says, shazocha benisachem bepayis lezachal avoda acheres. The person who gets the right to do the nisuch from the lottery didn't get to do other avodos, so he's only doing the yayin. So then, olav hayayin biyado, he goes up with the wine in his hand. Upanal the small, he goes up to his left. V'chazar ala akiv, as we already learned. Okay, so that's the idea. And Amar Rava, Rava says, I'll prove it to you. Top line on the page. Deka Nami, you can show that this is true. Diktani, because it says, we learned, Nosnin lo yayin linaseich. They give him the wine to do the nisuch, velo ktani omer lo naseich. It doesn't say that they say to him, naseich. So that's clear that he's going up without the wine, and now they're giving him the wine. He's doing his general circumnavigation of the mizbeach on foot without the wine. Shema mina. We see it from here. Good. Tanu Rabbanan, Brisa then...
I don't understand one thing.
Yes.
Sorry.
Only one is good.
No, in this section here, why would wine get also smoked if there's a Kohen there standing with it right beside?
Because he's not standing on top, he's standing below. He's standing on the sofa and handing it up.
He's standing on the sofa.
Yeah. Tanu Rabbanan. We now have a brisa that just deals with a language issue. We learned kol ha'olam mizbeach olin derech yamin v'yardin derech smol. You go up to the mizbeach, you go up the right side of the ramp, you come down the left side of the ramp. Olin derech mizrach, you are going up in the east v'yardin derech marav, and you descend in the west. Meaning, when you go up the ramp, you're going up on its east side.
So, right side.
The right side, which is the east, correct. Chutz min ha'ola l'shlosha dvar malalo, except these three things, sh'olim derech marav, you go up the left side, v'yordin derech marav, the west side, I should say, the left, which is west, and you descend via the west. Olin derech yamin, v'yordin derech yamin, if you're on the other side, then you're ascending the right, and you're going down the right. That's the normal. That's the brisa. So the Gemara asks, derech yamin, via the right? Derech smolu, it's actually via the left, because it's the west side of the ramp is the left. In other words, the way we understand the last line in the Brisa, it's saying that those who go up to go to the southwest corner ascend on the west side and come down the west side, ascend on the right and descend the right. So that doesn't work. Right? The west side is the left, not the right. So that's the Gemara's challenge. Derech smolu, it's actually the left. So Amar Ravina. Ravina answers, Tini smol. Yeah, it should have said small. It's a mistake that it says yamin. It should say small. Rava gives me a different answer. Rava amar ma yamin. Rava says, what does it mean when we say the right side of the ramp? Yamin de mizbeach. If you are the mizbeach, it is your right. That's the idea. Umay small. Then what do we mean when we call it left in the beginning of the brisa? Small de gavra, the left side of the person. So it all depends on your perspective. So the Gemara says, well, that's entirely inconsistent within the same brisa. Right? You changed your point of view. Vinisni o'idivi'idi de mizbeach, o'idivi'idi de gavra. You may make our life a lot easier if you just stuck with one point of view. Yeah, kasha. Okay. Fine. So we saw then the three things that are done on the southwest corner. We saw what the source is for each of them, and we saw how impressive it is that the Kohen can throw the more of a notza of the bird to get it all the way to the Beis Hadeshen. We learned where the Beis Hadeshen is located, and we saw that he has to take the wine all the way around. We talked about avoiding Yayin Me'ushan, so he can't take the wine all the way around. He has to take a shortcut. And finally, we dealt with consistent language, and it brings us to a new Mishnah. Sorry?
Had a wind up in a curveball.
Yeah, he had something. We now get a new Mishnah. Once we talked about where you do the olas, the chatas ha'of, so now we're going to talk about the rest of the avoda for the chatas ha'of and how it works. Chadas Ha'ov Ketzad Hayanasis, because it's really unique. The Chadas Ha'ov is not like other things, and neither is the Olas Ha'ov, which will be the next Mishnah. So, Chadas Ha'ov Ketzad Hayanasis, what did they do for the Chadas Ha'ov? Jumping the parentheses. Hayamolek Esrosha Mimul Orpa Ve'eino Mavdil. So they did Malika, they did it on the side of the back of the bird's neck, as opposed to Shechita, which is the front of the neck. Ve'eino Mavdil, and they didn't divide the two Simanim entirely. You had to cut it, but you didn't sever entirely the two Simanim in the neck, the two blood vessels. Umazemi dama kira mizbeach, and then you did hazaa on the wall of the mizbeach. If you see on your sheet, I gave you a table just to make it easier for reference, a one-stop shopping thing for what you do with your chadas and your ola. The chronological order is left to right. Yesterday I did a chart that was right to left. Today's left to right. So you're doing your malika first of all when you're on the ground with a chadas. You do not mavdil the rosh. You don't do that. You mazem idama al kiram izbeach. You do the hazah on the lower part. You didn't say lower yet, but we'll see it. Of the southwest corner. Shiara yadam hayam ismatza ala yisod. The remnants of the dam, you press against the yisod of the mizbeach. Ve'en le mizbeach ala dama. And only the blood is on the mizbeach. Ve'kulu le kohanim. The rest of it is eaten by the kohanim. There would be significant differences between that and the Ola. So the Gemara asks, first of all, Tana Rabbanan, I have a Braisa. Braisa says, V'hizah midam hachatas, you sprinkle from the dam of the chatas, miguf hachatas, from the body of the chatas. Rashi explains, the first Rashi on the Gemara, shalo yazeh lo b'kli v'lo b'etzba. You're not catching the dam of the kli and doing that. You're not taking your finger, dipping it in and doing it. Ela ochez ba'of atzma umazeh. You hold the bird, and you actually spray from the bird. Haketzad, back in the Gemara, third wide line. How does that work? So I have to tell you, these things are fun to imagine. The ochez barosh ubaguf. You hold the head and the body. Umaza akira mizbeach, and you spray it on the wall of the mizbeach. Velo akira kevesh, not on the wall of the ramp. Velo akira hechol, not on the wall of the hechol itself. Velo akira ulam, and not the wall of the ulam either. It's only the wall of the mizbeach proper. The Ayelet HaShachar of Steinman says the pasuk that we're going to bring to prove this is not really needed to exclude the walls of the rooms. It's just that the word kir is usually associated with walls of rooms, so the Gemara wants to mention, by the way, it's not those walls. But it's not as though I would have thought otherwise.
It's just that when you're holding the bird, when you're doing it, you might spritz it. That's what he's saying, you have to be careful.
You have to spritz pretty far, no?
Yeah, I'm saying that's why you might spray somewhere else.
Okay.
Be sure to go
right. Don't spritz. Okay, no spritzing. The Azeh, so what wall is it? Zekira Tachton, that's the lower part of the wall. Oenu Elakira Elyon, maybe it should be the upper part. Vidino, it's logical. Uma Behema Sha'ola Salamata. Chata Salamala, when you do a Behema Karban, you do an Ola, it's below. You do the Chatas, it's above. So, Oh Sha'ola Salamala, with a bird, the Ola is supposed to be above. Eino Din Shachata Salamala, certainly the Chatas should be above. We're making an assumption, bless you, that we can make such a deduction, that there's logical relationships between the two. Satama Lomar, but the Pasuk says no. Vanish Arba Dam Yimat Seil Yesod HaMizbeach, whatever of the Dam remains, you press against Yesod HaMizbeach, Kir Shashiar and Shalom. A part of the wall where the shiar and the remainder will end up pressing to the yisod. Ve'ezeh, and which is that? Zekira tachton, that's the lower part of the wall, then it goes right from there to the yisod. So he says, really? Well then, v'naved me'iloi, v'hader naved mitatoi. Then I should do the hazah above, and then do the mitzui below. Right? That way, my mitzui will be al yisod ha'mizbeach, my hazah will end up being above. Amar Rava says no. Miksiv yamtze yimatze ksiv. He says, does it say yamtze? He should press it. No, it says yimatze. Sounds like it shall happen on its own. Dimemela mashma yimatze ksiv. Dimemela mashma. It sounds like it's happening on its own. So I'm supposed to put it on a part of the wall where it will descend on its own right to the Yisod. It won't descend a long distance, it will descend immediately to the Yisod. The truth is, as Rashi notes, there is a part of the upper mizbeach that is still going to be able to descend to the Yisod, that's below the Sovev. But it's only the bottom part of the top piece.
Isn't that covered by the Rechesh?
Is it covered by...
The one that first time
yeah.
The Sovev was covered by that late lattice work.
So yeah, by the Rechesh.
That might stop it from...
I think...
Well, it's here anyways.
Right, so I... I think that wouldn't stop it just based on Rashi. I'm having a hard time imagining it because I think you're right. It looks like it protrudes.
How would he get it there? How would he get it there from the top? He'd have to be like leaning over.
Right, no, he'd have to stand on the sofa. That's what he would have to do. The Dam Zvachim also makes the point that based on Rashi here, you require Hekef Beis Malika Sol HaMizbeach, Rashi said, that you actually press the Beis Malika against the Mizbeach, which, per an argument that Tosfos is going to make on Samach Hay, means you want to get all the Dam out. Even though Tosfos himself believes that you don't have to get all the Dam out, just some Dam, according to Rashi, it seems like you have to get all the Dam out against the Mizbeach, which just makes this even more complicated to do from a physical perspective. But if you thought that was complicated, you ain't seen nothing yet. Here we go. The Amar of Zutra Bar Tuvia, I'm spatially challenged. That's why I do all these pictures of different things to try to figure out how they work. This one I can't get. Two different ways to hold the bird when you're doing Malika. Amar of Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Ketzad Molkin Chadas Ha'ov. How exactly do you do Malika on this bird?
Oches. You can't separate the Sivanis.
Yeah. Oches Gapa Bishteyetz Bos. You hold the wings with two fingers. Ushtei Raglayim Bishteyetz Bos. And you hold the two legs with two fingers. So far, so good. I mean, I've seen bird shchita. So far, it's fine. The catch is what comes next. Umoteach Tzavara. Al rochav godlo umolka. You extend the neck over the width of his thumb on one hand. This is all being done left-handed because you're doing your malika with your right hand. And you're extending the neck of it over the width of the thumb, and then you do the malika. That's the idea. Rashi says it's the lower part of the throat that's being extended over it. So that's your image here. Bimas Nisa Tana, and then I have a second approach in a Braisa. Tzipra Milavar. That what's actually happening is the bird is facing the hands, that the neck, the back of the neck is exposed outward off of the hand. The bird is held facing his hand, right? And the back of the neck is outward, so that it's easier than you do your Malika just by going like that, right? You take your thumb and you do Malika that way. He says, Oches Gapa Bishteyetz Bos, you're still holding the wings with two fingers, Ushnei Raglayim Bishteyetz Bos, and two legs with two fingers, Umoteach Tzavara Al Rochav Shteyetz Bos of Umolek, and you're extending the neck on the width of two fingers. Now, you don't have six fingers. It means that some of the fingers are doing double duty here. Umolek, and you do the Malika, Vizu Avoda Kasha Shiba Mekdash. This is the top Avoda in the base of Mekdash, to which the Gemara says, I've heard that story before. Zohi Vesula, this is the Avoda Kasha, nothing else. Legal Kamitsa. We said it regarding Kamitsa, right? We said it regarding Chafina as well. So we learned Yuma. Ela Ema Zu Avoda Kasha Me Avodos Kasha Shiva Mekdash. Yeah, but this is the toughest of the tough. This Malika, and frankly, after looking at that, I believe it. I don't understand how you do this. No, I think he's saying Zuavoda Kasha Me Avodos Kasha. Klar Achas Me Avodos Kasha Shiva Mekdash. I hear. One of the toughest ones. All right. Fine. Mishnah. We now get a nice discussion here about the Olas Ha'of Avoda. Olas Ha'of, Ketzad Naseis. How did you do the Olas Ha'of? So again, I refer you back to the table highlighting the differences between the Chadas and the Ola. Olas Ha'of, Ketzad Naseis. Ola Lekevesh Upana Lesovev. First of all, you're going off the ramp and turning to the Sovev. And Bala Lekeren Dromis Mizrachis. You come to the southeast corner. Hayamolek Es Roshem Imul Arpa. You're doing your Malika on the Mizbeach at that point. I mean, on the Sovev. To be precise. And you're doing your Malika from the back of the neck. The umavdil, and you do separate in this case. Rashi notes that the oref, by the way, is the upper part of the neck. The umitza is damal kiram mizbeach, and you press the dam against the wall of the mizbeach. Notales harosh. You then took the head, which is severed from the body, vihikiv beis malikaso la mizbeach, and you then press the base malika to the mizbeach. You bring it next to the, not press, but you bring it next to the mizbeach. You bring the part that you cut. Visavgo b'melach, and you put salt on it. As Rashi notes, every carbon is supposed to have salt on it, so they had salt on the mizbeach, and you put the salt on the neck. Vizarko agabe ha'ishim, and then you threw it onto the fire. Remember, this is an ola, the whole thing's ending up there. Balo laguf, you then deal with the body. Ve'hisir es hamura, ve'es hanotza, you remove the gizzard and the feathers. Ve'es b'nei me'ayim, and the internal stuff, hayotzi nimam, which is going to come out with them. them. Vishlich on the base Hadashah, that's when you throw it from the southeast, because this is an Ola, not a Chazas. You're throwing it from the southeast onto the base Hadashah. Shisa velo hivdil. And then you do shisia. Shisa means you actually break the back of the bird's body, right, between the wings, velo hivdil, but you don't divide it. Now, the Torah actually says velo yavdil, which sounds like you're not allowed to, like you should get malkos. However, the Sfasemis points out that the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvah, Sharash Ches, and in his Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos, Perek Vav, Halacha Chav Beis, says you could. That lo yavdil means you don't have to divide the body. Vimhivdil kosher. And if you did it, the Mishnah says that it's still kosher, but the Rambam sounds like it's not a big deal, whereas the Mishnah's language, frankly, and the Torah's language sounds like you're really not supposed to do it. Like, if you do it, it's kosher, but you get malkos. According to the Rambam, it's not so. So gobamelach, you then have to add the salt for that. You sponge up some salt with it. Vizarko agabe ishim, and you throw it on the fire. Lo hasir amurav alo anotsav as b'nei amei ayim ayotzin imam. What if you didn't do the removal of the innards and all that? Velo sav gobamelach, or you didn't remove the
south.
I'm sorry.
You didn't put in the south.
Didn't do the stuff.
Who said anything about salt?
Salt.
Oh, the salt.
Salt.
Right. Velosav go melach. You put it in the salt, right? Kol sheshina ba me'achar shemitza is dama. Any change that occurs after you've pressed out the dam on the mizbeach, kishera. The key point is getting the dam on the mizbeach. Anything afterwards will not disqualify the carbon. Next point. Hivdil b'chatas lo hivdil ba'ola pasul. Let's say I was dealing with the chatas and I did separate. According to Rashi, we're talking about the separation of the head, not separation of the body. I separated the head by the chatas, or I correct the or I didn't separate both simanim when I was dealing with the ola. Then, in fact, it's pasul because this is, as Rashi explains, a change which is before the avoda of the dam. That matters. Before the mitzvah, you're in trouble. After the mitzvah, you're kosher. Mitzvah is dama rosh, velo mitzvah dama guf. What if you press the blood from the head, but not from the guf when you're dealing with the ola? Psula, it's no good. The Gemara will explain why. Dama guf, velo mitzvah dama rosh. But if you did the blood of the guf, but not the blood of the butt, of the head, kshera, as the Gemara will explain. Okay, we now get to disqualifications. In terms of lishma. And remember the rules that will guide us through this. We said that the carbon chatas, if it's done shalal lishma, is pasul. The carbon ola, if it's done shalal lishma, is kasher, but it doesn't fulfill the chova, it doesn't fulfill the chiyuv of the bringer. So chatas ha'ov shemalaka shalal lishma, mitza dama shalal lishma, if you did shalal lishma on the malika, or the pressing of the dam, or lishma v'shalal lishma, switch the order, oh, shalal lishma v'lishma, shalal lishma first doesn't matter, pasul. It's going to be no good because it's a chatas. Ola sa'of is going to be kshera if you do shalal lishma ubavad shalal also the bailam shem chova just doesn't fulfill their requirement. Then we talk about the pigul and either shalal bimkomo or shalal bismano thoughts. Remember that shalal bimkomo renders something pasul, shalal bismano renders it pigul. So he says echad chata sa'of vechad ola sa'of shemalakan v'shemitza is daman, you do the malika or pressing the dam, lechol davar shadarko lechol lahaktir davar shadarko lahaktir, planning to eat something that is normally eaten or planning to burn something that is normally burned. Chutz l'mekomo in the wrong place, pasul ve'in bo kares. If you eat it, there's no kares, but it's pasul. Chutz l'zmano, your intent was for the wrong time, then pigul v'chayam and olav kares. You get kares if you eat it. Olavad sheyakriv ha-matir k'mitzvaso, assuming that the matir, which is the dam, was brought properly. Ketzakar v'matir k'mitzvaso, what does that mean? Malak b'shtika u'mitza adam chutz l'zmano. Meaning the malika was done quietly, but the pressing of the dam was done with a thought of the wrong time. Oshamalach chutz lizmano umitzah adam b'shtika. The malika was chutz lizmano. The mitzah adam was quietly with no disqualifying thought. Oshamalach umitzah adam chutz lizmano, or both chutz lizmano zeu shakar v'matir k'mitzvaso. That means everything was done properly minus the chutz lizmano thought, the wrong time thought. Ketz lokar v'matir k'mitzvaso. How about if it's not brought properly? Malach chutz lemkomo umitzah adam chutz lizmano. If in addition to the zmano thought, time thought, I also had a thought of the wrong place in the malika. O shemalach zizmano umitza adam chutz l'mekomo, or in the pressing of the dam. O shemalach umitza adam chutz l'mekomo, or on both. then it's going to be puzzle. What does my psul do? Tafas amachemet alav. Chadas ha'ok shemalako shalal lishmo. Mitz adam chutz lizmano. O shemalako chutz lizmano. Mitz adam o shalal lishmo. O shemalako mitz adam shalal lishmo. If at some point I had a shalal lishmo thought within the process for the chadas, zeu shalal karma matir ki mitzvah so. That means that the matir was not brought properly. That's the idea. A couple of more lines. Lechol kezayis b'chutz kezayis lamachar. Kezayis lamachar kezayis b'chutz. If my kezayis thought was for outside and a kezayis for tomorrow, or vice versa, or kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis lamachar, I had a half zayis thought for the wrong place, half zayis for the wrong time, kachatzi zayis lamachar, kachatzi zayis b'chutz, or vice versa, the order doesn't matter. Pasul ve'en vokares. In all these cases, since it's a chatas, it's going to be pasul, and we combine the half zaysim to say that it's going to be pasul, and it's not going to be pigul. I'm not going to jump to the end of the Mishnah because now it's a new thought.